Writing for Danny LaRue and Ronnie Corbett at the legendary Winston's Nightclub, I imagine, was an invaluable experience for you as a writer. Give us an insight into the process that went into making these shows.
I met Ronnie Corbett, and I met my darling, who's upstairs at the moment. I met her and him on the very same day. Tossed a coin, married her. A nightclub rehearsal. She'd been in pantomime with Danny LaRue, who's a big star in those days. And it wasn't his own nightclub, but he was the star of the show. And he said to Terry, my darling, he said, what are you doing after pantomime? She said, not much. He said, do you want to be in my nightclub show? And that was it. That's how we met. And I'd seen Dan, I think, in a pantomime. Yes, I'd seen him in a pantomime. And we got to know each other. But it was a whole new world for me, and I had to adapt because he was a brilliant drag act. And, you couldn't do it. No filth. You know what I mean? No, he was very prudish, Dan. But you did double entendres and suggestive stuff. And that was another good school. You know, every few weeks we changed the show and I had to write a new one. And then Danny would go off and do pantomime, and Ronnie Corbett and I would write a fill-in show while he was away at Christmas. And he'd always say, I might not be back, I'm going to have my own club. And he usually came back. And then one year he said, I've done it. And he got this club in Hanover Square in London, Danny LaRue's. And we all moved. The dress rehearsal for the new club was the day after the night we'd finished. Saturday night we finished at Winston's. Sunday we were rehearsing a new show at Danny LaRue's club. It's just amazing looking back. And Danny LaRue's club very quickly became the place. I was writing the shows. I was in there with Ronnie and the gang. And I thought, if you don't know, you're lucky. You don't deserve this. The people who came to the club, the Beatles separately, not all together, but Burton and Taylor and Judy Garland and Noel Coward and Margot Fonteyn and Nureyev, you couldn't believe what was happening. And I'll tell you a story about, we did a show where Ronnie Corbett played Rudolf Nureyev and Danny LaRue played Margot Fonteyn, which was going well. And then somebody said, Margot Fonteyn's in tonight. Oh, boy. She was in London with Nureyev and an Australian ballet company doing a ballet called Raymonda. I thought, oh, God, she's in. She laughed and laughed all the way through. Then she had a drink with Danny and she said, I'd like to book the club for a private night and bring Rudy Nureyev and Roberto Arias, her husband, who'd been involved in terrible things in South America, was in a wheelchair in the club. And Dan said, we don't do private nights, love. And then he thought, Tuesdays, aren't they? So it was all booked. Nureyev and Fonteyn, this ballet company, Ronnie Corbett as Nureyev, and Danny as Margot Fonteyn. And there was a young actor we got on the show called Doug Fisher. He'd been at Oxford and he spoke fluent Russian. He had a degree. And I said, you introduce it that night. So Doug goes on. Nureyev's English wasn't very good then. Doug goes on and starts speaking, pure filth apparently, in Russian. Nureyev rolling about laughing. And then the audience are laughing at Nureyev laughing. And it was just quite weird. And then Ronnie Corbett came on as Nureyev. And Nureyev and started singing. The audience are looking at Nureyev as well as looking at Ronnie Corbett. And if Ronnie sang anything or said anything, the man next to Nureyev would go, translating. Nureyev would then laugh. So I was getting about three laughs for every joke. It was an amazing night. But that lovely woman, she thought it was funny.